Ah, io sento una cosa impressionante, mi sento bello. Come sta andando a parlare? Sì. Vedi, eh? Philippians 3. Not that I have been obtained this, for I have already arrived at my goal. But I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. You notice that things that are living never ever really stay the same. The tree is either growing or it's dying. A marriage is either growing or it's drifting apart. A friendship is either deepening or it's becoming more distant. The same is with our relationship with God. There's no neutral gear in the Christian life. God never called us simply just to believe enough to get into heaven. But he called us to become more like Jesus every single day. Some of us have been Christians for a very, very long time. But we're still wrestling with the same attitudes, the same fears, and the same unforgiveness, and the same old habits. This is not God's desire for us. But the good news is this: that God loves you exactly as you are. He loves you too much, though, to leave you where you are. That is Christian growth. Not becoming perfect overnight, by becoming more like Christ, one day at a time. You know, one of the most encouraging things about this Philippians is who wrote it? Paul. The Apostle Paul, the man who planted churches, the man who wrote much of the New Testament, the man who saw miracles. If anyone could have said, "Well, I'm alive," it was Paul. And again he says, not that we're ready obtaining all of this. In other words, what he's saying is, I'm still learning, and I'm still changing, and I'm still growing. That's humility. And sometimes the longer that we know Jesus, the easier it is for us to become comfortable. We know the Bible stories, we know the songs, we know all the scriptural and the church language, but knowledge is not the same as transformation. You can know scripture. It's allowing the scripture to change you. Paul refused to settle. And neither should we. Nobody enjoys growing pains. Children experience growing pains physically, and adults experience growing pains spiritually. And God often grows us through situations that we would never, ever choose ourselves. Not nice. Nobody said pain is nice. Disappointments. Waiting. Trumpet. Loss. And moment in violent silence. Why aren't you answering my prayer, God? Sometimes we pray, Lord, won't you remove this? And say, God whispers to us, I am using this. James says, consider trials joy, because they produce perseverance. Not because suffering is enjoyable, but because God wastes nothing in each other. And then some of the strongest believers that I know, they didn't grow because their life was easy. They grew because they kept trusting God when their life wasn't easy. Our faith is not built in comfort. Our faith is built on dependence in Jesus. You know that God is more interested in your character than what it is in your comfort. And it's a difficult truth for us to swallow. We often ask, what is this happening to me? And God often asks, yeah, but I'm producing in you. Anyone can praise God when everything is perfect. And when life becomes difficult, when prayers seem unanswered, when the future is looking uncertain, that's where our roots grow deep. And see, a reed grows strongest during storms because its roots learn to cling to the ground. And the same is for us spiritually. Some of you have been lost in your life, but perhaps aren't strong roots that only storms can produce. Don't mistake God's silence for his answer. So lucky. None of the service. Let's talk about comparison. Comparison is one of the quickest killers of our spiritual growth. Peter once asked Jesus, not that Peter in the Bible, once asked Jesus, what? And Jesus essentially replied to him, don't you worry about him. Follow me. Social media has made comparison easier than ever. You know, even pastors, we watch social media, we go to meltdowns, so we see like somebody teaching this really great message, and we think, which I could be like him. No! Stay in your lane. Someone else's ministry, someone else's family, someone else's blessing, someone else's platform. But meanwhile, we're so busy looking sideways that we're not seeing what God is doing in our lives. Remember this, that God isn't writing your story with somebody else's pen. Your journey is unique, and your calling is unique, and your place is unique. Well, let's learn to celebrate others. And let's not sit comparing ourselves to them, but let's celebrate them. Run your race. Your race. Spiritual growth requires letting go. I can't say that that is Paul says, forgetting what has been done. Notice he doesn't really mean forgetting our failures. We like to do that. That's easy. Sometimes we also have to forget yesterday's victories. Many Christians live on old testing. I remember when God did this. I remember when God did that. And that is wonderful. It really is. And I'm not knocking that. But what does it mean today? What does it mean today? Say next time. For the last 45 years, I've been matching something. And I'm not going to say what it was. And I've prayed and I've prayed and I've prayed that for 45 years, God, would you release me from this? Eight days ago, I'm on my feet.
I'm in there.
What is God doing today? Yesterday's miracle should become today's motivation. Not today's hiding place. God always has another step for you. Another lesson, another level of spiritual maturity. If we cling too tightly to the past, we miss what God is doing right now in the present. And we often seek instant consolation, don't we? Growth happens very quietly. One fear at a time, one act of forgiveness, or oscillation of forgiveness. One decision to trust, one chapter of scripture, one conversation, one act of obedience. Think of a seed. You know, if you brought a seed in the ground, you know, I'll wake up every morning and you can love the seed. You change. The only truth is unchanged. The only fear is unchanged. The last voice is not going to happen. Who cares that to me? What we're going to allow to see is God. Over time, the tiny baby grows becomes a light. It's not despise the small beginnings. And sometimes the greatest breakthrough begins through your smallest act of obedience. Let's say that again. Sometimes the greatest breakthrough begins with your smallest act of obedience. You know what? The spirit is your own thing. Christian faith isn't about us trying harder, but it's about surrendering ourselves deeper to Jesus. All in surrender. Some people think that following Jesus means a constant striving, but the Bible says that the Holy Spirit produces fruit. Notice that. The Holy Spirit produces fruit. Fruit isn't manufactured, it's produced. You don't go around sneaking apples onto a tree. No. The tree stays connected to the source, and in the same way, we need to be remaining in Jesus. Remaining connected to Him, spending time with Him, talking with Him, reading His Word, listening for His voice. Because the closer we stay to Jesus, the more Jesus begins to appear in you. People should eventually notice something different in you. Not because you're pretending, because Jesus is transforming your life. Maybe today we need to ask ourselves some hard questions. And I'm going to laugh at you this today. When was the last time that God corrected me? When was the last time that you forgave someone difficult? When was the last time that you sat down in faith? When was the last time you allowed the scriptures to challenge you? When was the last time that your prayer life became deeper? Growth isn't measured by how many times we sat down in these chairs and how many sermons we put. It's measured by how much you allow Jesus to shape your life. And maybe you're listening right now and you're feeling a bit stuck. That's okay. I get stuck. You really get stuck. Some of us are feeling a little backwards. She stumbled. Oh, honor. That's you failed. Oh, more drama. I want to encourage you. Your failure is not the end. Stopping is your end. Every Christian believer fails and falls. But growing believers get up off the ground and they carry on walking. Did you get that up here? God hasn't given up on you. His grace is still available to you. His spirit is still working right now, today. His purpose has not changed in your life. And as long as what you have breath, God is still growing me. Keep trusting Jesus. Keep believing for the breakthrough. Years on, I'm still pressing on, I'm still pushing, I'm still stumbling, I'm still falling. Keep following Jesus. One day you will come back and you will realize the loans that you thought were breaking you, but actually those loans are shaking you. Only challenge you got to speak. Don't ask how can I become a better Christian, but ask Jesus, what is one area of my life that you want to change to that? One step, one surrender, one act of obedience. Because small steps taken consistently with God lead to an extraordinary cause for them. It's not simple for standing still. Standing still, you ain't going nowhere. Serious, no problem. Press on. Grow in Jesus. Become more like Him. This is the adventure of the Christian life. No excuse now, because I'm following today. Following. I'm not even going to ask you, does this relate to the open hand? Because we all have our hands. But what I want is, what are you even talking to about? You don't have to struggle. No. We don't have to struggle. How have we got Jesus? And also, you read the Bible, but I answer them pretty today. And also, you pray, don't go there, but I answer. just going to go into that. Forward, backwards, or we just sitting down and talking? It's very good. Because if you believe the Bible and you believe what it says, then you should be one to go forward. I'm very close to Jesus and have a telling me that. Can you imagine? It took me my wife all the way to the program, almost 33 years, right? Now, imagine those 33 years, right? I came in the door and she was sitting over there. And, I'm a veteran of it myself. We put ourselves on this in Japan because we just won't be nice. Jesus says, give it to me. And he said, no, not if it's fine. Come to America. The Bible says, and God wants to do a new thing in our life on day to day, and you can have something new in your life. Jesus is saying to you, he's saying, follow me. And when he says, come and follow me, can you hear me that? That's you to say with me, I have decided to follow Jesus.
I've decided to follow Jesus. Yes.